This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Five people die and 29 others injured in a bus accident in Jajarkot district last night. Possibility of consensus on post other than chairperson in 10th National Congress of CPN-UML. And Netherlands enters partial lockdown amid surging Omicron variant. Now, the news in detail. Five people have been killed and 29 others injured in a bus accident in Jajarkot district. The bus heading towards Kalimati of Jajarkot from Nepalganj met with an accident at Bheri Municipality 13, Kudu Baraha Chok of Jajarkot this morning. The deceased have been identified as Sher Bahadur Pariyar of Jalgarh 3, 4-year-old Dibya Sahi of Athviskot Municipality 2, Rukum West, a teacher at Dipendra School, Barekot, Gangaram Yadav from Rajbiraj Municipality 1, Saptari, 15-year-old Sandhya Malla Sahi of Athkote, and 18-year-old Anita Nepal of Kuse 9. Police said the bus had fallen about 150 meters from the road. The injured are undergoing treatment at District Hospital Jajarkot. The 10th National Congress of CPN-UML is likely to forge a consensus on all elected posts besides the post of chairperson. While efforts are being made to select a new leadership by consensus, an informal initiative is being taken among the top leaders to prevent election for the post of chairperson as well. A 301-member central committee has been announced after the party's statute amendment proposal passed by the 15th meeting of the party's central committee in the closed session of the General Convention was passed by the closed session on Saturday. The closed session has given the right to submit the list of candidates for consensus for all the posts to Chair K.P. Sharma Oli. Meanwhile, Party Vice Chair Dr. Bhim Rawal has said he will not back down from his candidature for the post of Party President following the principle of multi-party democracy of the people. UML Central Member Surya Thapa shared that the various efforts were being made to reach consensus on all the posts. Even if there is no election for the Central Committee members, they will be represented from open and inclusive constituencies. As per the amended statute, there will be one chairperson, one senior vice chairperson, six vice chairpersons, one general secretary, three deputy general secretaries and seven secretaries out of 19 office bearers. The chairperson of the party's provincial committee will be an ex-officio central member with the voting rights. The central committee will form a 45-member standing committee and a 99-member politburo. The Central Disciplinary Commission, Central Accounts Commission and Central Election Commission will have 25 members including the chairperson, vice-chairperson and secretary. According to UML Secretary Yogesh Bhattarai, the standing committee will be able to form a central advisory council without increasing the total number of members of its committee. The closed session has divided the 301-member central committee representing different regions. It has been decided that 63 members will be elected from 7 provinces, including 9 from each province. Federal Council Chair of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, Dr. Baburam Bhattarai, has stressed on steering the country ahead towards lasting peace and transformation by maintaining national unity. Speaking in a press meet organized by Janata Samajwadi Party Rupandehi in Butwal today, he said creating an alternative force is the need of the hour for the country's prosperity and change in the living standard of the people. The former Prime Minister asserted that the country would get an outlet only with the formation of a central socialist force. Leader Bhattarai advocated for a new socialist model for safeguarding the national unity and sovereignty, stressing the need of forming a forward-looking political force for the same. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Paudel has said that the reform of public education and regulation of private education is necessary. At a press meet organized by Press Council Baglung, Press Centre Baglung today, he shared that a 31-point education reform plan has been put forward for the improvement of public education. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. A partial lockdown has come into force in the Netherlands amid record COVID cases and concern over the potentially more infectious new Omicron variant. The authorities consider the measures critical to protect the country's hospitals from being overwhelmed. Likewise, Israel is to ban foreigners from entering the country for 14 days and use surveillance to halt the spread of the new COVID strain. Israel has so far confirmed one case of potentially more infectious Omicron first detected in South Africa. Many countries have since banned travel to South Africa and its neighbors. The World Health Organization, WHO, has warned the new variant is of concern, with early evidence suggesting a higher reinfection risk. South Africa has complained it is being punished instead of applauded for discovering Omicron, a new concerning variant of COVID-19. The Foreign Ministry made the statement as countries around the world restricted travel from South Africa as details of the spread emerged. Early evidence suggests Omicron has a higher reinfection risk. Several cases now have been reported in Europe, two in UK, two in Germany, one in Belgium and one in Italy, while a suspected case was found in Czech Republic. The new Omicron variant was first reported to the WHO from South Africa on 24th November. Sudan's military says several Sudanese soldiers were killed in an attack by Ethiopian forces in a disputed border region. Citing the military sources, the Reuters news agency claimed at least six soldiers had been killed in the attack. Al-Fasaka is a border region long cultivated by the Ethiopian farmers but claimed by Sudan. The zone, which also borders Ethiopia's troubled Tigray region, has seen sporadic deadly clashes between two sides over the past years, but escalated last year. Tensions rose after fighting erupted in Tigray in November 2020 and sent tons of thousands of refugees fleeing into Sudan. Khartoum and Addis Ababa have since been locked in a tense war of words over the region, trading accusations of violence and territorial violations. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Five people die and 29 others injured in a bus accident in Jajarkot district last night. Possibility of consensus on post other than chairperson in 10th National Congress of CPN-UML, and Netherlands enters partial lockdown amid surging Omicron variant. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.